We had a relatively short agenda with one new resolution presented before council. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But we had a couple of residents in the audience that came to express some concerns. One of them was a resident from Fort Barbie, and as many of you know, over the past months, we've had some issues and dealings with Fort Barbie. And so that that situation is in litigation right now. And Craig Knoepel happened to be in the audience last night, and both he and Zach Farrell have been very involved with this litigation. And Craig was able to explain to the resident exactly what is taking place and was able to explain to her what the future looks like, and kind of come to the conclusion that what she wants for Fort Barbie is pretty much the same that the city of St. Mary's wants for Fort Barbie Hotel. So hopefully we'll have that situation resolved, hopefully in the not too distant future. There was also a question brought before council about the 0.5% voted income tax renewal money and how it is spent. And we were able to clarify those questions. As people know, the 0.5% of income tax levy renewal will come before the voters on May 6th. And we encourage the residents of St. Mary's to support this renewal simply for the fact that it does provide capital improvement money for our police, fire, our engineering when it comes to streets, and also our general services and parks department. So it's a lot for the public safety and for recreational use and things like that as far as our parks is concerned. So we hope that we this levy passes so that we can continue to bring these services to the citizens of St. Mary's. Also, I wanted to recognize that this week was is National Telecommunications Week. This is a time dedicated to the unsung heroes of public safety, which are our dispatchers and communications personnel. These incredible individuals are the calm voices during our most chaotic moments. Whether it's a car accident, a house fire, or medical emergency, or a call for help in the middle of the night, they are the lifeline that connects those in distress to the help they need swiftly, accurately, and with unwavering compromise. So I say to our dispatchers here in the city, Doris Edmonston, Kendra Sindrum, Miranda Brock, and Michaela Opperman, I say thank you. Thank you for your patience, your professionalism, your empathy, and your dedication. Your work truly does save lives, and we are so grateful for all of you, not just this week, but every single day. As I mentioned, we had one resolution that was brought before council, and it was related to us joining into a contract with ODOT for road salt for the winter of 2025-26. What this means is that because ODOT is able to buy large quantities of salt at a much cheaper rate than we could possibly get it, we join in a contract with them so we can get the price of salt as what is offered to ODOT. So this resolution was suspended under the rules, and it was passed as an emergency. And so that will be moving forward as well. So we'll be joining into contract for salt with ODOT here by May. Also, we had a request for the Finance Committee meeting to discuss some supplementals. That meeting will be Monday, April 21st at 5:15 p.m. So that's what took place last night at the St. Mary's City Council meeting.